Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Hello, you're listening to Do You Need a Ride? I'm Chris Fairbanks.
I'm Karen Kilgariff.
We are driving towards LAX, just past Jefferson Boulevard, a very famous president named after that street. And we are picking up Greg Fitzsimmons.
That's right, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Greg Fitzsimmons, famous comedian, terrific person.
Huge fan of Jefferson, the president.
And Venice resident. We are... hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Chris Fairbanks. Haven't seen you in so long. I've missed you.
I've missed you as well. I'm going to turn down our... turn down the appreciation.
No. Yeah, you know what? Let's knock it off.
Let's not like each other that much in public. I haven't seen you in a long time. I went to England.
Let's talk about your England trip. You were there to do some stunt driving? Because now you're a stunt man.
I was in a commercial for a car. Uh-huh. I'm not supposed to talk about that part. Oh. It was just a generic car that
goes
fast.
Yeah, don't worry about what kind of fucking car it was, everybody.
Yeah, why are you asking
get
so many questions?
Get out of his ass.
Hey, get off my ass.
Hey, Dick Tracy. Is Dick Tracy a person that asks a lot of questions?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you quit dictating into your giant future watch?
And go, listen. Just relax.
Yeah. Don't get your big yellow zoot suit in a bunch. I was the only actor in it. They were all UK kids other than me, so we showed up. They all said they could drive a stick, but none of them could do it with their right hand, so I became the driver.
Wait. I'm sorry. They were all left-handed?
The steering wheel is on the other side in the UK.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and no
one. That's
the
first I've ever heard of that.
No one thought of that that had anything to do with making the commercial, which was frustrating.
Well, that's very short-sighted, being that they lived in England, are from there, and they know what side the stick is on.
Oh no, the people actually making the commercial were big time LA assholes.
Oh,
yeah.
Then just no one thought. Okay. Then that's a totally valid excuse.
They had me, at one point I was driving repeatedly over and over, while a bike race was going on that they didn't know about. So I was weaving around old men without helmets, trying to win a race, so they were ignoring the roadblock and just riding through. So they would suddenly come up and I'd pull over. And they go, "Why'd you stop driving?" I'm like, "Oh, I didn't want to kill an old Englishman." I had to skid to a stop sideways in front of a camera that cost more than my life and land on a little taped mark in the road 2 feet from the camera and three people standing behind it over and over. And they were yelling at me when I went over it a foot.
Well, what the fuck?
To
every piece of information you just gave me, the answer is what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with me?
What is...
You're right.
I mean...
I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, but no, I'm not blaming you. I love that it's like we're big time LA commercial producers and yet the basics are not covered.
It was amazing. I'm starting to worry that on any level, people don't know what they're doing.
No one knows what they're doing.
No one knows what they're doing in the world.
That's kind of why I am so thrilled that my mother raised me with this level of a healthy amount of disrespect for most people.
Right.
Because when you come at everything of like, yes, daddy, you tell me what to do, it's like you're always disappointed.
You're right. I was raised that way too, with low expectations.
Yeah, and you just kind of like, you prove it to me that you're supposed to be telling me what to do. I read a really good thing. Someone said, never take
Did
the
answer. Did you hear someone reading it?
I went to a reading of a thing.
Oh, that's, I love readings.
I think it was a reading of a Pinterest.
And we're going to follow this yellow traditional taxi.
Hello.
Other than the fact it's a Prius. That's breaking tradition.
That's becoming traditional these days.
It is.
Here's the saying I read. Mm-hmm. Never take the answer no from a person who can't say yes. Who can't give you a yes. Which means, like, if they're not powerful enough to make it happen, then don't let them tell you no.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. I think.
It means like, don't ask the person that's the mid-level in charge and take a no answer from them.
Oh, right, right.
If they can't make it happen, then they can't tell you you can't make it happen.
That's the problem with this thing. It was 10 different people that appeared to be in charge. It was many cooks.
How many thin scarves were there? Like,
how many what?
Thin scarves.
Oh, you know what? A lot of the crew and everyone, they were British people and they were just nice and wearing sweatshirts. But yes, the LA and the German people had many.
Germans!
I had 8 walkie talkies in the car, all on different channels, and they're all screaming at me. While there's other actors in the back and I'm supposed to make casual, like, hey, we're all buddies driving around in a car.
Wow.
But meanwhile, I'm gritting my teeth and back sweat flying down my back.
They sound like consummate professionals.
And they all had thin scarves, yes.
All thin scarves, short hair, short on the side, long on the top, I imagine, for the men?
They had, actually, you know what, I approved, that's the only thing I approved of was their haircuts.
They had good hair?
They all had nice haircuts.
Okay. Did they look like John L. Sullivan boxers, like that kind of hipster, where it's like presentational facial hair?
Yes.
That kind of shit?
The American people did, yes. They were very, it was, and the wardrobe people, very presentational facial hair.
Very very outfit-based living. Yes. Arriving.
We're
already at LAX. That is the beauty of the fact that you live down here.
I love Venice living, and I know you're jealous of it.
I'm very jealous.
Greg lives in Venice. We're all just going to be talking about the benefits of Dogtown, yo.
Word.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Let's go empty a pool and fucking thrash. Like locals.
Like locos.
Let's get some Four Loko and just do it on a Sunday afternoon. Oh, look, we're back at LAX, Chris.
Oh, God. You never realize how much you miss this gray cement.
Look at it. So beautiful.
Now, do you have your phone handy? So
I
in
do.
Case Greg, as he said.
I'm gonna text him and say, text me when you land.
Okay, cool. That'll help.
Or text me or, you know, like, hey. I'm just going to text him and be like, you up?
Yeah.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
You up?
Yeah. Just, even though it's before noon, you should booty call him.
This podcast is going to spawn the spinoff, my podcast called You Up, where I just booty call people alone, silently. But you get to listen to me do that. There's a lot of people that are into that.
I think that's a really good idea.
Okay.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, we almost got hit.
Come on!
She was smiling. How could you almost sideswipe us and then that tickles your funny
bone? She's like, I can't believe that I'm some kind of a driver of any kind.
She was just like, I think I'm as ridiculous as you think I am. She really seemed delighted. Anyway, I don't know if you missed that, but we almost got sideswiped.
Guys,
by a commercial van.
We almost get sideswiped every time we come here. I think it's part of it.
I hope it's not, oh, I don't know, inevitable.
Right, that we're just upping our chances every time. The odds of us getting sideswiped by a budget rent-a-bus, we're just upping the odds every time we come.
Oh.
He's Delta.
He is Delta.
Which gets you there, or takes you there.
They get you there with care.
And right. With Southern hospitality.
Does anyone else want to hear airline jingles from the 80s?
I do, Chris.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
it's our
God.
Little sidekick bet. backseat mouse. I'm having trouble talking. Have you noticed that?
It's what we always do.
Yeah, yeah. I start a word and then I abruptly stop thinking, wait a minute, that's not English. But it is, it was. It is and it was.
It is, was, and always will be.
English.
I like to listen to our podcast after we do them and notice how many times I say, I laugh maniacally at everything all the time. And often tell stories that go nowhere. That's what I bring to the table on this
show.
So podcast.
You're high.
Yeah, you I guess
describe
I'm.
Describe me when I'm high.
I'm always high.
Okay, we got a little spooked there with that van. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, this guy.
This fucking.
Hey, I just want. This is a little shout out to the parkingspot.com. Get new drivers. Let's do the opposite of get sponsors. Let's just call people out.
That's right. Let's get people fired. That's the opposite.
Yeah. Let's hold a mirror up to the man.
Well, we're going to have to go around again because we're already past Delta. But at least we know where it is now.
We do. A lot of people don't have the cojones, if you will. Sorry, I just did some international traveling. To do a podcast in a car, but also specifically do it while looping around LAX.
Yeah.
The most fender bender heavy. Oh, I bet you can get in there. I bet you can.
Yeah, but it's back there.
Oh, okay. Darn it.
We're well past
we
it.
Tend to
oh, no,
that.
Shit. It's right there. I'm sorry.
Well,
hi,
I know.
Hi.
I knew I was right, but I didn't want to. I'm not here to naysay, even though.
I really respect that you didn't immediately.
I was like, well,
bitch
I know
back
Delta,
at me.
But,
yeah.
But we haven't got word from old Fitzy.
No, here.
Fitz dog.
I was just trying to text him while I was driving and avoiding being...
Oh, he is at curb.
Oh, shit.
Terrific.
Oh, hi.
We're about to get him in the car. This is going to work out terrifically. You know, it seems to always come together.
It really does. We're very lucky.
We are.
I think we're blessed. I think we're what they call blessed in the business.
Are you talking hashtag blessed? I find that, we have yet to have a horrible delay.
Right.
That's a thing.
Right?
We haven't picked up someone who's, you know, oh, I had a layover. You know, that's also a delay. Just different reasons for delays.
Well, let's name all the different kinds of delays.
We haven't had someone that's had a heart attack while on the plane and shown up deceased. We haven't had someone show up and go, you know what, never mind, and just get in another podcast car.
Oh, that would break my heart.
It would hurt my heart.
We haven't had someone get lost while they were trying to get their baggage.
Right.
And just never come out of the terminal.
Right. That could... And we haven't had someone forget. This. I can see me doing that.
I would absolutely.
I forgot I was supposed to
get
picked
so
up by
sorry.
A podcast. And instead, I got in a cab and pretended that was a podcast. That's something
I tried to talk to the guy. Tell him about my gig.
I feel like Fitzsimmons, he's going to be wearing a flat hat of some kind.
Yes. He's going to be wearing like a little golfer's hat.
Sure.
Like the hat my dad wears all the time. He said he's going to look like a soccer coach. A black hoodie.
Those were his words.
Yes. I'm not putting words into his mouth right now. This is really what he told me.
Well, I'm going to razz him with a really
This is the
witty.
Rudest thing I've ever seen. Look at this.
Oh, just hazards on diagonal.
That's ridiculous behavior. Ridiculous.
Oh, she couldn't even look at you.
No, she wouldn't look at me.
She couldn't even look
that,
at
of
you.
Of course it was a white Mercedes. It is blocking two lanes of traffic as they put their friends' bags in their back.
And just some white lady in a white Mercedes with bedazzled short sweats.
White.
Ugh.
That's the problem here.
I don't see any power in that.
We gotta...
White, that was a... Very vague white power joke. Didn't
oh,
get
I didn't,
home.
I see. I didn't
no,
pick up on that.
See that? What I was saying was anti.
Oh, there he is.
Up, oh, soccer coach.
Ooh, I totally
he
spotted
is.
That
he
soccer
is
coach.
A soccer.
Another one.
He's doing
what
it too.
Are you? Yeah, this was a terrible idea.
You can't do that. You can't just do that.
You can't just go perpendicular with this shit.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
This is an extra stressful beginning.
I
oh,
love
you
it.
Stay right there.
Look at him. I spotted him so early on.
Hi, Greg. Hey, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Hi.
He sees us. He's walking over.
Get in here.
Uh-oh. We're being directed otherwise.
Do it.
He's getting in the car. We're Uh-oh, that guy's on the... Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Okay.
We're fine. Jesus!
Did it work?
Sorry.
Hi there.
Uh-oh.
He's upset.
He's in a bad mood.
He's mad
at him. Uh-oh, he's mad. Are you mad?
Oh, you put a sheet on the back seat.
Yeah, dog hair.
So it's tired.
There should be a mic back here. I keep it on the floor next to the reserve dog hair.
Hi, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Hi, Greg Fitzsimmons.
Hello, Chris and Karen.
How are you?
Well, I'm excited. I feel like I'm hosting a game show with this microphone.
Oh, please do.
We're happy to see you, and we're glad that you told Karen that you would be dressed like a soccer coach, and then you followed through.
Yeah, I spotted you from 50 yards away.
Do you have a microphone?
I do. I have a lav.
She has a lavalier mic, made popular by a lot of Shakespeare productions.
Right. Well, let me explain the outfit. There's a Sunday morning. Here's my regimen.
Uh-huh.
Saturday night. Get paid the second I walk off stage.
Mm-hmm.
And try to get to the hotel room with a sleeping pill inside of me within minutes.
I like that.
Immediate sleeping pill.
There is... the suitcase is packed before I leave for the Saturday night show. So
smart.
I get back, watch a House of Cards or what have you.
Sure.
What about House of Lies?
Not as popular. Not as fun to watch.
What's House of Lies?
It's,
Greg, what are you doing?
Leave it to a...
It's just another House of Drama.
People are going to think you were just yelling at me for not knowing what House of Lies.
That's how it is.
What are you doing?
Keep telling the story, Greg. What are you doing?
Come on! Get out of the way and finish the story! Goddamn Outback. That's part of it. Me calling him an Outback.
You can't see she's giving me the finger.
Yeah.
Then I wake up as close to... If my flight is like this morning, my flight was at 8:45. I will wake up at 7:30 exactly.
Go straight.
And get in a taxi to get to the airport. Give myself about 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Boarding pass has been printed the day before.
Follow that Avis fan.
And then I wake up and the soccer coach outfit is put on. Sweatpants, sneakers, sweatshirt, baseball cap.
Whistle. Clipboard. Orange slices. Capri Sun packets.
It gives me a license to yell at kids on the plane.
Yes!
And I basically sleep. I will sleep. I want to be completely packed because with the sleeping pill, I'm not very clear in the morning.
Right.
So my shit has to be completely packed up. The only thing that's out is my toothbrush and toothpaste, which I very often leave behind.
I already can tell you have a much more successful routine than me. I wake up. My only routine is, well, why bother sleeping? I'll just stay up. And
right.
Then, yeah, I leave my charger in the wall. I forget to even brush my teeth. Everything's haphazard.
So you stay up the entire time?
Yeah, I should do what you do. Go home
immediately. Well, most comics do what you do, and I fight, I think because I have kids.
Yeah.
My whole MO is that I try to get the first flight out on Sunday morning so I can actually see my children on the weekend. And so I can't do it. I can't do the stay up all night, or I show up and I'm a mess.
But isn't a big part of this staying up all night, too, the fun of drinking, like drinking with the staff after you're done with your week? And, like, if you don't drink, all that kind of, it's like you're not going to stand around and chit-chat, right?
Right.
Yeah. Where are you guys headed?
Hey, guys.
Got a few DVDs left. Hey, where are you guys headed?
Yeah, where's the staff going after this? You know, it's the last show.
Because I'd love to talk.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fantasy now. I don't go out with the staff anymore. I go back to the hotel and...
The staff at this club, I just worked at the Good Nights Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is just...
No longer... They dropped the Charlie on that.
Yeah, they dropped the Charlie Good Nights. It's just good. It is as good of a room physically as there is in the country.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Is that not run by the Helium people now?
It's booked by it, and I guess run by it, but it's always been a great room, and you're shocked because you think you're in North Carolina, but it's actually very progressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did my whole fresh abortion chunk and they were on board.
That's so awesome.
Is that just a chunk about fresh abortions?
It's just a chunk of fresh abortions.
See, I know. Every Jesus. Once in a while.
It's called stem cell research. By the way, part of my regimen when I get in on Sundays
is to have an abortion. First and foremost.
Whether I need it or not.
Just get one. DNC that shit.
Preemptive abortions for men are a wave of the future.
Yeah.
The morning after abortion. My wife usually picks me up with the kids and the dogs.
Yeah.
And then we stop at to get a fish taco and a Pete's coffee. Is that part of the...
Absolutely.
I figured you wanted the exact... What is this podcast?
Nothing.
This is our gimmick.
This is it.
It's chaotic and dangerous.
But I don't know if you wanted to recreate the comic's actual experience.
No, we don't care about your experience.
We'll ask about it, but then we'll change the subject.
Can we get Pete's coffee?
Yes, absolutely. We can do whatever you want. Because also, you're so close that we don't want it to be so short.
That's what I was thinking also.
I love it.
We've got to stretch.
But we also didn't want to keep you up. Keeping you away from home and awake. You know, we just wanted to do what was best.
That's the one flaw with our podcast is all people want to do is get home, and we're driving them around near their neighborhood.
Yeah. Right.
Trying to get some yucks in.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like comedians drinking coffee in cars, except that it's comedians who actually need a ride home.
Right. There's a lot more need.
Who can't afford a limo.
I think that's more interesting.
Taxi. Yeah.
And
who cares about rich people?
Every time we're just in a Honda Fit.
Yeah.
The whole
classic. What is this car?
This is my antique car.
It's a Honda what?
It's a Honda Fit.
It's a car. It's the most dangerous vehicle I've ever been rear-ended in. I was almost killed in a Honda Fit. And so every time I get into this one, you know, there's little to no space behind you.
Well, this one's so much safer with all the recording equipment and microphones.
It's kind of, well, you know what this is.
I think Greg's one of those people, when his life's in danger, like you, he'll just start laughing.
He'll start laughing, yeah.
That's what's happening right now. He is not at all comfortable, and so he can't stop.
Let me just read back the text as I'm trying to get you idiots to find me. I text you that I'm at the curb.
Yeah.
And this is what I get back. At the curb at Delta, and I get text me when you next text HLLL.
Oh, I was trying to say hi. No, that's hi. That is hi in all caps.
Text me when you.
And then Greg writes to me 3 questions, and then did you just crash while texting? I was podcasting, driving, trying to get away from the budget shuttle, and text you back. So. Forgive me.
It is difficult. Yeah, the logistics of our podcast need some work. I don't know if we need a little assistant.
Yeah.
But then you'd get some Yahoo sitting next to you. You don't want some Yahoo.
I just want to be comfortable.
I like the way it is.
Okay.
This is good. So how many have you done?
Oh.
This is number eight.
And who else have you had on?
Let's see. We had James Adomian. I'll do it in order from last.
Yeah.
Julian McCullough, James Adomian. Rob Delaney. I already messed up the order.
Baron Vaughn.
We had the terrific. Well, a couple of them didn't work out because the card was full, but we haven't told them yet.
The card was full. Oh,
yeah.
No.
We're using a machine we don't know how to work.
I have that same machine.
Oh, can we talk about how it works off the podcast?
I've had that happen, I think, 3 times where I did. But I've been doing it for 5 years, twice a week.
So my
batting average isn't too bad.
And I was emptying the cards. I know. We'll talk shop later.
Here's what you got to do. When you empty the card, you have to empty the trash on your computer when you empty the card. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Wow.
Otherwise.
But Mike Gibbons did me the same thing because I did it and the card didn't get empty. You have to, for whatever, drag and drop the files out of the card into your trash and then empty your trash.
Now I'm going to start laughing maniacally because I'm a little worried that hasn't been done.
Well, right. I definitely deleted them all.
Let me see.
We're looking good.
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're not. We're in the yellow. Welcome back to Tech Talk.
With Andrew Solmsen. Aaron Kilgan.
I actually made
a podcast. Who gives a shit?
I have a custom leather holster.
Oh, here's the Pete's. You got to pull into this.
Let's go to Pete's.
Into Marina Square.
Do you guys like fish tacos?
Nope.
You missed it.
Right here. I didn't want to hit him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're here.
Oh, I'm going to be like Tracy Morgan.
Has anyone heard?
Is he... Oh.
He's in critical condition.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't know why relief just washed over me. That's not
that
usually...
That he's alive. Well,
yeah,
still.
Yeah. I thought that maybe...
Is it relief that I stopped doing that bit?
Yeah, it's relief.
Oh, did I cut you off a minute?
Was there more to that bit? Was that a bit?
Yeah, I was going to do my... Let me show you my set list. It's abortion chunk, Tracy Morgan reference...
Benghazi.
Parentheses, just riff it.
Just feel it.
Listen to them.
Wait, are we going to pause it for a second? We're not taking these in.
We should take it in.
No, that's so nerdy.
Is it?
Well, I mean...
With all the cables?
We're all going to be stuck together.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've said it, we have to do it.
Come on, let's do it.
We have to do it.
Why?
Now that we've said it.
No, I hate shit like this.
Wait, how are you going
to... I hate it.
I know. I do, too.
What if I go in and get everything and you guys keep talking? I swear to God, this reminds me of shit I have to do, like, theater class, where it's like, come on, we'll do a fake parade. And it's like, no, I really don't want to.
No, it makes me anxious,
too. The four of us, pretend we're in a car, we'll go down 52nd Street. Freeze.
People will love it. And if they don't, then they're square. No. Not
all right.
Pete's coffee.
Let's I'm going to pause it.
Let's just pause it.
Logistically with the cables.
Right. Something so amazing is going to happen to us right now. It's going to be my fault.
And pause.
We're back.
Okay, we got our scones. We got
our coffee. Oh, this Pete's coffee's good.
Is it good?
This podcast brought to you by...
Yeah.
The dry scones and hot coffee of Pete's.
And earlier we passed Jefferson Boulevard, and then you were just saying that was like the worst segue ever.
Thomas Jefferson.
This way?
Yes.
Yeah, and then left.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson would, while sitting president, which is like a weird description of a verb to describe the busiest man in the world.
It accurately described Taft, though. I don't know.
That was terrific.
Thank you.
No, that was great.
Yeah, I've really got it.
Yeah, just a...
I'm gonna be on new faces this season.
That was a real At Midnight kind of a line.
Oh, do you think I'll get picked?
I don't know. Let me see how many followers you have. Nope. Nope. Got to have more than that.
Am I going right again?
We are going
right here.
Okay.
So he used to sit and answer letters for 2 hours every morning. Like, you could mail a letter to the president and expect a reply.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Personal.
Personally, and not like a one line, not like a text or an email, like, thanks a lot. You would mail thanks a lot.
I remember...
Thoughts and prayers.
I remember my mom getting something from Bill Clinton, and it was a real
signature. A lot of women got something
from Bill Clinton. Yeah, girl. Yeah, baby.
And it was still wet, the ink. I shook you. You shook your finger in my face?
I shook you all night long. Were you going to say a Bill Clinton anecdote?
No, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say I met him once, and I didn't care about him before, and it was when we did shows in New Orleans on Ellen, and she interviewed him and the old George Bush, and he, on the way out, shook my hand and said, you people are doing a great job, and I almost fainted. It was like, and I certainly don't care about politicians, but most celebrities don't... That don't impress me much.
You're stuttering just talking about it now.
My cheeks are red. I wish I had a fan, because I think I have the vapors.
I wish you weren't driving.
just riding to the sidewalk.
Curb.
His hand was humongous. It was just crazy.
I've heard that every single person I've ever talked to that met Bill Clinton had that same experience.
Yeah, he's magical.
Yeah. You know who else liked that? When I was at Ellen, I sat in Ellen's dressing room with her and Tom Cruise for like 30 minutes one time.
Mm.
You know, he stopped by. None of the guests used to stop by her dressing room, right?
Right.
He came by. That's the kind of guy he is. Just came by.
Yeah.
And Scientology'd it up for like 30 minutes with us. And let me tell you something. I had a man crush on him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like electric.
Yeah. Does he exude just this electricity that's...
Well, you know what he has that Clinton does? Is they lock in and listen to you, and they make you feel like you're the center of the universe.
Yes, they make you feel like they went out of their way because they needed to talk to you.
How right. do you keep that up? I mean, I can do that for like an afternoon.
Adderall?
But I don't it has know. To be one person at a time.
Probably a deep-seated need for love and acceptance.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I can. That's why I podcast. I can do it for about an hour.
It's funny because in the beginning of that story, I thought you were going to say Tom Cruise has giant hands, and I was going to just say no. There's no way that he does.
Mm. What's that? That's,
oh,
shit.
Oh, shit.
Who else have you met that's like that?
Goddamn city buses.
We're sitting behind the blue bus right now.
Fucking big blue
blocking
bus.
Blocking the intersection.
Oh, that engages you and makes you feel good about yourself?
Vince Vaughn was like that when I met him.
Really?
Oh, really?
He was mean and made fun of me. See, there's different experiences people have.
Yes, I think it's a girl-boy thing, probably. Because he made me think, I think Vince Vaughn might have a crush on me. It was almost like how waiters do that, where you're like, this waiter is into me.
Yeah.
But it's purely because...
You got a crush on your tip.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, this will sound funny because he's less of a star than the two people you talked about, but Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall made me feel really good about myself, and I had a spring in my step.
Canceled. Yeah, it did get canceled.
Mm. Oh, that's too bad.
Well, there was too many black shows on the air.
They got to balance it back out. But Tyra's coming back, so that doesn't hold up, that argument.
And the Queen's still on.
Give it to him, Queen. You got it.
I got it. Here's what I love.
Sorry.
Kate Schellenbach,
mm-hmm.
who started as a researcher on the... Oh, sorry, I got so much food in my mouth.
That's okay.
It's fun.
It's real.
Kate Schellenbach, who was all-star researcher on Ellen, has gone on to become a big producer in TV.
Yep.
Original member of the Beastie Boys.
And drummer for Luscious Jackson.
Really?
Drummer for Luscious Jackson.
And just all-around badass lady.
So everything to do with delicious vinyl. See, I come in with those kind of...
observations.
Yeah, nice. Just the yeah. record label.
I was wondering
label.
What your guys' relationship was.
I come in with the...
from
I come
the side.
In, I come in from the side with a zing.
And then I pull out while the conversation happens. Carry on.
But go ahead about Kate Schellenbach. This better pay off.
I love the fluidity of your interviewing skills. Carry on.
Carry on. And it better be good.
And go again. I'll be over here.
All right, we're going to edit that out. And what were you saying?
Yeah.
I get an email from somebody asking me if I would recommend her for a job on Queen Latifah. And you're like, didn't she already do this?
Yeah.
8,000 times at a very high. It's just amazing at this point. Why are you asking me? I've nothing to do with that. She's way better than I am.
So did you take that opportunity to be like, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You know what? No.
Yeah, so we're going up towards my house now. This is a part of Lincoln that has become very gentrified. Venice has spread, you know, Abbot Kinney is right down there.
Right.
So this used to be all shit.
This used to look like Tijuana.
Right. Wow.
It really
did. Now it's suddenly, you're going to start to see like on the left there, fancy building going up. What, new restaurants, cute little restaurants popping up.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that you and I have always been in the same neighborhoods? It's not common for a comedian to live over on the west side.
No, but there's a lot of comics on the west side now.
But they always end up being surfers or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got, like, Daniel Tosh.
Yeah.
Oh, what a body on that guy. He should show it more on his program.
Surprisingly soft in the midsection, though.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, the guy could stand to do some core work.
Yeah. Some core truth work.
Yeah. He needs to look in that mirror.
Well, any chance of me opening for him again this year just flew out the goddamn
He's
window.
Never going to hear this.
He might suddenly be like, hey, I wonder what Fairbanks has been doing since I stopped bringing him on my little jet with me. And then listen to this, and I'm like, hey, soft in the middle. How's
well,
it going?
It's the ultimate revenge. If someone, that's the warning to anyone else who wants to bring Chris Fairbanks on a jet, and you stop doing it, there'll be fucking hell to pay.
There's going to be the wrath of an overhead right podcast.
Yeah. You tune into it, and I'm like, lady arms, kind of a handsome face.
weird lips that blend into skin that makes it look like you were burned.
Doesn't have a defined lip color.
Yep.
It blends too much.
It's all one thing. It looks like a doll that hasn't gone through the lip painting
process. What were you, born in a bonfire? A barn fire.
A bonfire. A bonfire.
Ah, forget it. I'll be over here, you guys.
Oh, he's gotten so much angrier since Jessen Lick came on the air.
He was mad about
that. Like, that's me, he really, 10 years younger.
He was really mad about that.
Really?
Yeah, I asked about, but I knew he was really mad because a calm went over him, and he was like, "No, I wish everything well for that young man." Oh. Like he got all. Started minding his.
Greg, do you remember Bradford Burlesque from Ellen?
Naturally.
Bradford Burlesque look exactly like Anthony Jeselnik?
Yes, he does.
I was backstage with. Everyone calls him Jeselnik, but I think that's weird and I don't know him enough. I was backstage at Largo with Anthony Jeselnik, and I turned around and I thought Bradford had come to visit me, and I was like, "Hi!" And then he's like, "Oh, hi, nice to meet you." And he treated me like a fan, and I got super mad.
Oh, no.
Because I honestly thought it was my friend, and then it was...
He didn't know who you were, Jeselnik?
Well, we'd never met before.
Yeah, I've only met him very briefly a couple times.
He's an okay guy. He's actually really nice. There's a lot of those comics that
look who's trying to get back on a jet. Mm-hmm.
No.
Is there a jet to be had in this situation?
I've never been on a Jeselnik jet.
You just passed my street, but we'll take the long one. We have time to kill.
Okay, good.
We'll go to Ocean Park.
Yeah.
I miss this guy. I used to see him all the time. margarita, Hawaiian shirt.
Mr. Drinks.
By the way, this section of Lincoln is called Happy Ending Boulevard. There's like Jack Shacks every 7 feet.
You're kidding
me. For real?
Yeah.
How am I not ever noticing them? That's a Jack Shack?
Just past two, yep.
George's Burgers, total Jack Shack.
That's right.
They told me it was mayo. I have a... That's so funny. See, that's where I come in with the juvenile...
That's right.
Juvenile jizz joke? And then I'll pull out.
A JJJ?
Oh, and then I did another one when I said
that's
that.
That's what I call my jokes. They're all little happy endings.
Aw, except for the abortion chunk.
Ouch.
Hey, do you want to talk about that abortion chunk? A little bit?
Like, well, I just... You know, here's what I say, Karen.
Yeah.
As I say to the women in the audience, are you pro-choice... And then most of them will clap. And then I say, and how many of you have had an abortion?
And
they won't clap. This is a device comedians will use where you anticipate the reaction of the crowd.
Right.
And then I say, so let me get this straight. So you'll clap excitedly about the fact that you have a right to do something, but then not admit that it ever happens. I said, you're going to lose that right. You know, you got to own it. You got to be proud. You should see vans, minivans with like the little silhouettes of the family members in the back window, but just an X through one of them, and it says not a good time.
Shit, bro. That's how did that go over in North Carolina?
It went over extremely well.
Wow.
But you got to. Here's what you do. Is you slip it in after you've just done a real good fart chunk and they're on board.
Oh, so they have no... It's like you soften, and then they have no defense.
Just right. A spoonful of sugar helps the abortion joke go down.
The only abortion joke I have is an animation that I haven't done yet where a little baby's in the fetal position. A fetus,
yep,
if you...
That's right.
But he's wearing a top hat and he's tap dancing and going like this with his little hat.
Yeah.
And maybe singing a song. And then at the end of it, a bamboo cane pulls him off stage.
Forever.
So it's like, and that's the show. And then it yanks him up. But I haven't done it yet.
Get out there. If Fitzsimmons can do it, you can do it.
I'm breaking down barriers for all of us.
Look at the ass on that guy.
Jesus, he was really
something. I'm sorry. I don't want to put out any mixed messages, but that guy was a fucking physical specimen.
He was.
Go around the block, please.
No soft midriff over there.
Ew.
No.
Hard as a rock.
You could bounce a quarter off his army bunk-like abs.
Greg, what do you miss the most when you're on the road, Greg?
Your family?
I don't miss anything because I just go into a complete emotional shutdown.
Okay.
I literally, it's just all business. I write and I get my emails done and I tape my sets and listen to them.
Yeah, that's important.
And sometimes you call me. We have nice conversations.
I don't call you. I don't call anybody. I barely call. It's actually a chore to call my family because I'm not emotional. I'm a soldier at war.
Yes. Right.
And so I can't even relate to them on the phone. Like, I can't be like, hey, I miss you, because I don't. Because I'm not feeling anything.
You can't access that part of
you. So when you're on the phone, right, you become RoboCop.
Yes. I give my coordinates, and you know, and I ask them about their days, but kids are shitty at telling you about what's going on in their life.
They take forever.
So what's going on? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. And I just want to go, hey, I don't want to be on this call either.
Daddy doesn't want to talk to you.
So and then I come home, and that's why this ride home is actually a big deal for me, because they do show up, and the dogs, and I completely just thaw instantly.
Yeah.
Back.
Well, that's terrific.
We're a pre-thaw for you, so...
Oh, no, I'm totally thawed.
Are you thawing?
Can't you tell the difference? I mean, I was a little out of it when I first got in the car, I think.
Well, that's travel. I think that's, that's part of it.
I didn't want to say anything, but you seemed a little out of it.
We thought you were high on pills.
And also, I wear a patch for my ADHD, and it's a Ritalin, slow-release Ritalin patch.
You're lying.
I swear to Christ, I've been wearing it for about 7 years.
I didn't know that.
I slap it on my ass every day, and so I had to very gingerly pull my pants down on the plane to put my patch on.
Are you serious?
And it hadn't completely kicked in. Now it's really kicking in.
That's phenomenal.
Now we're singing.
Yeah.
I love, because the Ritalin I've taken just, you know, for shits and giggles. Another problem I have. Oh, come on. I think I need it. I think I have that. I think I'm ADHD too. You don't know, and then you take something just to wake you up, and all of a sudden you feel normal for the first time.
Right.
That's not a good sign.
Well,
right?
If you feel jacked up on it, it means you don't have ADHD.
I don't.
If
I just
you feel normal on it.
I feel like I can concentrate for the first time.
Right.
Okay.
It's, first time I took Xanax, I realized what a total lunatic I was, because you know Xanax just makes you have no feelings whatsoever.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, just it's like you're just kind of in the world, but you have no, you don't care about anything at all.
Right.
And it just made me go, oh no, I'm like completely, I have so many cares and worries.
Are we going to want to take it right here?
Can make it right here.
Yeah, let's do the right here.
I like that we've taken this route because if somebody was like had a map out and they were trying to trace where my house is, we've completely thrown them off.
Yeah, we would think, they'd think we were trying to shake, their homing device.
Yeah, this is like a meeting with Al-Qaeda.
He's trying to shake us. Who else does figure eights through the city?
We really should talk about the bombs we're going to build, though. I mean, at some point during this ride.
If I could just...
Shits and giggles, I've never really understood. I do it for shits and giggles. What does that mean? Like, you do something that's so fun that you take a shit?
Yeah, and while maniacally laugh, you're just describing a crazy person who's yelling at a parking meter.
It kind of feels good to take a shit, though, so I think it's like...
Yeah, it does. It doesn't make you giggle, though.
Well, you don't know me.
I would say that when I'm on the road, taking a shit is, with not kidding, is like the highlight of my day. That's how emotionally shut down I am. It's the only thing that...
But, Greg, you like the being on stage part, of course, right?
No, that's it, but that's business. I'm in it.
Right.
I mean... I just have so much fun performing. It's the travel. It's like Don Myrera's thing. They don't pay me to do stand up. They pay me to travel.
Yeah.
Right.
And but it's good. I don't do it as much. I go less than half the year.
How long have you been doing the road regularly?
Well, I've been doing stand up 25 years.
I was gonna guess 25.
And the first five or six, I wasn't really on the road, per se.
Sure.
I was in Boston, where you could just kind of, you know, travel to New Hampshire and Connecticut and Rhode Island and be home every night, basically.
Right.
Did you, when you were starting in Boston, was Tom Kenny doing it?
No, he left before me.
Oh, okay.
It was like, when I came up, it was David Cross. Louis C.K. was kind of still there. He had just kind of left. Bill Burr. Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of good comics, very diverse types of comics, because it was every different kind of room. You know, like Cross would play at Catch a Rising Star, which was very esoteric, and it was like him, and I can make it right here.
Okay. I like, I'm like driving.
Paul Kozlowski, and you know that whole, did you ever hear Cross Comedy?
Yep.
So it was all those guys, Marin and Laura Keitlinger.
Sam Cedar.
Sam Cedar, Dave Waterman.
Why do I know that?
John Benjamin.
Carrie Prusso?
Yep.
Carrie Prusso. They used to love to talk about Carrie Prusso.
Yeah, yeah.
He was everybody's hero.
Yeah, he was great. And, I mean, I would imagine Tom Kenny, if he was ever in town, would have been a part of that. But he was in and out. Garofalo would do it sometimes.
I wonder how wealthy he is from being SpongeBob.
He's extremely wealthy.
Extremely wealthy.
God, I bet. We got to get one of those commercial voice games. Do you do any commercial voice?
Yeah.
That was, of course, a famous bird he did from the movie Valiant.
The biggest lie. What a lie.
I am so bad at voice. Considering the fact that I use my voice for my living, I was I did an episode of Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't air.
That was a great show.
Didn't air. Mine. I recorded it. I did an episode of Jonathan Katz's show, Dr. Katz Professional Therapist.
Remember, shaky
didn't
line
air.
Work. Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't air. Yeah, I'm a disaster with voiceovers. I'm
what,
not good
you get,
at them.
Do you just get self-centered? Guys, walk straight toward the front of my car. This is the weirdest
thing. What are you doing?
We're playing chicken with a family of three.
What kind of lunatics are you?
Go back to Persia.
Yeah, let's.
They all turned around. That was hilarious.
Let's go.
That was so weird. They were staring me down and walking straight up the street. It looked like something from Hang 'Em High. Fuck. Which way do I go?
Like it should have been in slow motion.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn should have been in the middle.
They weren't even trying to veer away from center of the fucking road.
No, they were going to walk over my car.
Let's go back. I'm going to feed that guy's mustache the boots.
Maybe this used to be a farmer's market street and they discontinued it.
God, maybe that was like an Armenian march against the genocide. Just a 3-man march.
Just slow and sad, but with a bunch of fresh cucumbers.
It looks like the Egyptian election line.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Three people, the only one stupid enough to show up.
Oh, it's only offensive if we show you a picture of them. They were a family. I just don't understand that behavior.
That was very strange.
So everything you've done voiceover-wise, it never worked. Why do you think
that's
is?
Not true. I've done voiceovers for commercials, and those aired, certainly.
Because those things, that's
nothing
you
were... I don't think I'm a good
were...
actor.
No?
I don't believe so.
You do you. That's what it is.
I do me.
Yeah.
And that's it. But I think I've... I think,
that's plenty.
I think me is a lot. Let other people play me, I say.
And your
in
place
future generations.
Has to be this canary, yellow, all-American, American flag riddled. No,
prefab white picket fence.
Yeah.
I
right
love
here.
Plastic pickets.
Which one, right?
Right here.
Oh, we're
what
gonna,
if the family came back?
We're going to run into that family again.
So
ooh, this is awkward.
And right here. This is where we're really serpentining to lose anybody who might have still... sort of had a range. And then you're going to make a left.
Shell.
See the silver Prius that's mine? Because I care.
This one right here?
Yeah, after
you
there.
You care.
On the left is my house.
Oh, God. If this was your lawn, house. I was going to be very upset. Have you ever talked to the neighbor about the lawn?
I know. No, there is there's methamphetamines involved next door.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I don't know what it is.
The front windows are all covered up.
Yeah, that guy is.
It's like that all the time. I never see them. And when I see the guy... Why don't you park on the sidewalk in front of my house? So in case that family comes up. Why do you think people in my neighborhood have to walk down the middle of the street?
I don't understand. I'm in your driveway, aren't I? What's the problem?
Now you're good. Now you're good. In this city, it's illegal to park on the...
See the house of fun? We've got basketball.
Look at it, two stories. This is lovely.
Your kid has a homemade go-kart?
Yeah, me and my son built that together.
That's terrific. I always wanted my dad to do that with me.
Yeah. I know.
He didn't. You knew that I wanted that from my dad?
I knew that. I can tell just by that pitch.
Look at that.
The emptiness.
Right.
Soapbox derby.
Yeah, we took it down this hill. We built that from our old house. We had renovated, so there's all this extra wood. And I don't know anything about building. So I just bought some tools and we just started figuring it out.
Nice.
And we took it down this hill and it just flipped.
Oh, no.
Pretty fast. Oh, we got injured.
Just Ellen inside?
Really? I was see the back has a little, it's like a luge thing where you jump in the back after you push.
Oh, my God.
I was back there.
Your feet were in the black box. That's crazy.
I know. And we flipped, and we both went flying through here. And the thing weighs about 180 pounds. And
it's been parked there ever since.
Oh, no. Any broken bones? Any, like, major?
I think I broke a small bone in my hip. And he had, he was bleeding out of his elbow.
Oh, my God.
Bleeding out of his elbow.
Oh, my God.
Look at my dog in the window. See how excited he is? He knows I'm out here.
Where?
Yeah. Sitting right?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a cute dog.
Oh, guess what kind of dog it is.
From this angle.
Yeah.
A Shih Tzu.
From here, it looks like a hologram, but I believe that's a real dog.
Lhasa Apso.
Oh.
Oh.
Remember when you guessed the kind of dog I got?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I got a dog. And you're like, golden lab.
Really?
And you said it like that, like, here's what you are, Karen. Here's what you're like.
All right, let's come up with three questions
that
I'm going to know about Karen. Give me three questions.
And you want Karen to answer? Or?
Now, like if she were to say, what kind of dog do I have? And I would say.
Oh, right.
Right, okay. So give me three other ones. This is called, Do I Know Karen?
Okay. Does Karen park her car in her garage or use it, or does she use it for storage?
No, storage.
Yep, that's okay. Correct.
This car has never been, based on the cleanliness, I don't think the car.
It is a filthy car.
She laid down a blanket. What
because
more?
Everything in the back seat is covered with dog. It's just this car belongs to my dogs. I just drive it, essentially.
They don't even want to be in the house at night. Can we go in the car and
sleep? Yeah, let's just hang out in the car.
Does Karen lounge by her pool, or is it always covered and not used?
It is basically a. It's like when the earthquake hits and people are looking for resources, Karen's pool will be where people go because they'll know that it hasn't been touched by humans.
So it also is used for storage.
I sometimes put my feet in it.
Okay.
So that's.
I remember when you got that house, you were so excited, and it's got a pool. And I was like, "Yeah, you're not going."
Laps and laps and laps.
You don't know what I could do in the future.
You don't know.
You don't know.
And what's another one that I can
ask? One that's not yes or no. That's like
of course. Let's see. Does Karen or Karen? Why don't you ask him one? Or does that work?
I don't know.
Maybe something about your keys. Let's see. Show me your keychain. Why do you have a leather whip coming off of your keychain?
Is Karen into weird key bondage?
Or is that your graduation tassel?
I wish. I don't know. I saw that.
All right, I have to guess what you... How many keys... Let me see how many keys you have. I have to guess what they're for.
There's six keys.
All right. One is for your... deadbolt.
Yes.
One is for the door handle.
Exactly.
Good so far.
Those are those two.
One is for your storage in your back.
Right. The garage.
The garage.
That's right.
And one is for your pool cover.
No, there's no pool cover.
One. Do you have an office or something?
What's that?
No.
That long one.
Do you have a key? Do you have a key for your mailbox?
No.
What's that big, heavy one?
Yeah, that's
it's for some job that I had probably 4 years ago. I just never gave the key
back. So the answer, the question is, was Karen ever a janitor?
I'm always curious if you have more than two keys, because most people you have the padlock and you have your knob. Key.
Right.
But you've got like six.
There's the garage is one, and then there's the back fence.
Okay.
Which I think some people at some point may have used as a driveway. I don't know. And then that one, I think this could get me into NBC.
Just in general.
Yep.
Let's go.
Right. Hey,
field
Jimmy.
Trip.
Hey, guys, I've got some ideas. Now meet me in this conference room.
How did you get in here?
Conference room? We can't get in there. Well, now you can.
Yes, you can. And that's one of the many things that you get when you hire Karen Kilgareth.
Anybody want to take a dip in a pool?
Not me.
Feet only, please. Feet only.
Do you have a pool, Greg, in this beautiful home?
We have a hot tub.
Yeah.
Which is all you really need.
It really is.
We spend a lot of time in the hot tub. We go back there. We play charades. We play hot tub charades.
Oh, fun.
And you have to go underwater while you're thinking of what you're... Like, as soon as you guess, it's your turn next to give the clue.
Yeah.
But we don't like the game to drag, so as soon as you guess, you have to immediately go underwater. And you can't come up until you have the next clue.
Just to keep things moving? That's hilarious. Do you guys ever do game nights?
Yeah.
I think we should do a game night.
Let's do a game night.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I think that all the games you play should also involve potential drowning.
Yeah.
Tell your daughter. Joe, go. Hold your breath. Go under.
Get under the water.
Don't come up until we finish this game.
You don't come up till you have a clue.
And if they come up and they don't have the clue, you plunge their head back down.
Go right back down.
Yeah, they got to learn.
It's kind of like Navy SEAL training. That's right. What they also do.
Do you want to go back in the homemade cart? Take another cement dive? Get underwater. He's not at all abusive. I'm dumb.
No.
I'm making up this
world. I'm very nice, but I live on the edge with my children. I want to rough them up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like
smart.
My son's supposed to have mowed the lawn while I was gone. He clearly did not.
Oh.
Ooh.
So there's going to be hell to pay.
Someone's going to get a little wall-to-wall counseling.
No, that mean?
Wall-to-wall? I don't know. It's something my fireman brother used to say when there's a domestic dispute and they came to a house.
Oh, like they're bouncing them off the
walls?
Yeah,
it was a lighthearted way of them dealing with how sad it is that, families sometimes...
Yeah, civil servants have to see the worst.
It's not funny. I shouldn't have outed. He doesn't joke about those things all the time.
Right.
It's too late. We already know. He thinks domestic violence is funny.
He doesn't. He just deal. You have to deal. If you're a fireman, you have to find ways to deal with it.
Right.
You have a fireman family, right?
You would think.
I would.
Being all Irish, and I know that, Karen, you've got your dad.
I do have my dad.
Who is very much a fireman.
Very much a fireman.
You literally, if you were to put him in a lineup with... 100 other firemen, people would still pick your father first.
Really?
Fireman.
He That's looks funny. Like a cartoon of a fireman.
Has the handshake of a fireman.
Yeah. He's got big mitts. Put your mitt out. He gets mad if people don't shake hands correctly. And my favorite thing is my sister and I love to call him America's hero. Because literally after 9/11, the total, like, glorification of firemen in this country, like, anytime he would be being an asshole or anything, would be like, well, America's hero's having a hard time. That's the way we had this new edge over him of how to give him shit.
Oh, right. That's great.
Well, I have a friend. Funny 9/11 story.
My finally!
My friend Sean Burgoyne, who's from Belfast in Northern Ireland. And he's one of these guys that, like, Fitzy, we could go out, have some beers. Mm. And, like, he rugged, became a New York City firefighter. Really so he could go to bars and talk about being a fireman. And, like, the whole, like, telling people back in Ireland that he's a fireman and in the South Bronx.
Right.
So anyway, he goes off. He takes a month off from firefighting after like 3 years to go like do this thing in Appalachia where they're helping people. And he misses 9/11. And it killed him. Because that would have been the story. That would have been no matter what bar he's in Ireland.
Yeah.
He can talk about how he was there at 9/11 and it was tragedy.
It was a tragedy.
Yeah, I bet a lot of firemen thought that if they weren't around for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, and maybe it's a generational thing, but my father, like when the San Francisco earthquake happened, my sister and I lived in Sacramento. We were both at college at the time. So we
91?
Like, yeah, I think so. Or 89?
Okay.
89, I think.
Yeah.
We called my dad and we're like, are you going to go into the city? Because he wasn't retired yet. We're like, and he's like, hell no, I'm not going in there. It's a mess. Like, everybody has this idea that they're, like, you know, first responders, like, right. They want to. And my dad was like, nah, let the young guys do it. And he literally, like, avoided it until they made him go.
Are you sure you want to say this on the podcast?
Well, it's too
late.
He
could lose all his benefits.
I don't think so. No, because of that job, he can't hear.
Yeah.
And he's had, like, 17 different hips.
Jesus.
Like, it's real. It's a very high-impact job.
No, it is. I just did a benefit for the firemen, and they came out, and I swear to God, they are so nice. I should give you the book. Oh, I'm going to give you this book to give to your father.
Okay.
And it's, but they were, like, so grateful that you were helping them out, because they really, their benefits are not as good as they should be, considering they put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I don't really know.
Depends on what you need from them.
I also, I think they used to be good. I think my dad's are pretty good.
Yeah.
It seems, you know.
I think my brother.
He sure does golf a lot.
My brother-in-law. My brother-in-law.
He doesn't really get that rotation with his hips going, though. He slices everything.
Yeah, you got
to
have good hips.
That's the part we're going to have to edit out. He would be livid if he heard that. More angry than me saying fuck all the time.
Hey, Karen, I'm okay with the abortion chunk, but I'm not slicing.
Jeez, go easy on the golf swing.
We both know I have a hook. Thanks for doing our podcast.
All right, kids.
Greg.
Thank you for the ride.
What if our new podcast is called Sitting in Greg Fitzsimmons' Driveway?
You wouldn't mind, right?
I like it. It's fun.
Watching Armenians have to walk into the street because you're in the sidewalk part of my driveway.
That was like a zombie invasion, but just three people.
They were,
you know,
horrifying.
The great part about partying with you is that you just turn the air conditioning off, and then it becomes like doing a podcast in a sauna.
Yeah, this is like a hot yoga situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bikram talk.
All right.
How come your family hasn't come out?
I don't see the car. I think they're
down at Wahoo's Fish Tacos waiting for him.
Oh, no.
Daddy? Everyone that comes in the door.
They forget
Daddy?
What he looks like.
Yeah,
are you my dad?
Here. Yeah, they must not be here. Yeah, the car would be in the driveway.
Just that poor dog.
Yep, look at him. He will not leave that spot.
Oh, he knows.
And his little friend Hannah's right next to him, but he's the alpha, so he gets the window spot.
Yeah, out of my way.
All right.
Oh, he left the spot.
Oh, he is.
There's Hannah. Now
Hi.
She got it.
Here we go. Hi.
All right, I'm going to get that book for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Greg.
Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Good to see you. Love you
dearly. Love you, too.
Good to see you.
This worked out really easily. You just asked me to do it, and I was like, yeah, pick me up tomorrow.
Yep. It was perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was that's how it's been every time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I plug my dates?
Of course.
Whatever you need.
I was just in, future dates.
Yeah, future dates.
Comics in Connecticut, Foxwoods, next week. Mm-hmm. And then Addison, Texas, the
next
week after
save
that.
Save the actual dates, because who knows?
Who knows? It's June. Just go to FitzDog.com.
FitzDog.com, oh, okay.
Listen
everybody.
To the podcast, FitzDog Radio.
It's a good podcast.
And then my one-hour special, Life on Stage, is on Netflix.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to watch that.
Thank you.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't think I will.
I'm going to. I'll tell you about it. Tell you my favorite parts.
Okay, yeah. You just tell me. That's probably better.
Karen's seen it in 7-minute chunks throughout the last 10 years in L.A.
I had it when you were on stage at the Uncabaret. We just did the Uncabaret together. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about, you said something about 9/11, and I wanted you to talk about you and I playing ping pong. So bad. Because at Ellen, like the first year, they set up a ping pong table. Like, what a fun office we are. But no one played it except for me and Greg.
Because it was directly outside of Ellen's office.
Yeah, so it's like you had to have the biggest balls to play in the middle of the workday to just go down and play some ping pong. But of course, we did it. The writers did it all the time.
Yeah.
And when the score was 9-11 or 11-9, we had a whole song that we would sing.
9-11, don't ever forget.
Always remember, and then we go and like bang our paddles on the table,
screaming 9/11,
screaming in the office. Like, and remember the time Geiger got up and slammed her door shut? It was just.
Keep in mind, this was two years after the real 9/11.
Yeah, this wasn't.
This was fresh.
This was super fresh.
Oh my god, that's terrific.
We had a good time.
Did she never came out and scolded you?
No.
No, because it would have made it. It would have been an admission that things were not as fun as they looked.
Yeah.
And so we used to do shit like, I would slam it, and then as Karen went to get the ball, I'd go, that's it, walk over there, go get it,
that
bend
made
over,
me so angry.
Pick it up.
Greg would go, he would hit it, he would like ace it off, and then would go down, and then I would turn to go get it, and he'd go get it. And I would, oh, God damn it! It made me so mad.
Because you had to.
Yep.
You know, you had to
I had no choice.
Right.
But that was he's got a really good psychological game.
Oh, good, good.
It's not just skill, the basic ping pong skill. Go
well,
get
that's
it.
Been my MO for life. I make up for all my shortcomings with trash talk.
Go get it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless America.
Yay.
Do you guys have a little sign-off thing that you say every time?
And that's the podcast. No, I tried that one out.
Oh,
it
you don't have
well.
One?
No, should we have one? Why, do
let's
you,
think of one. I don't know why, but I started saying God bless America. And people don't know what to make of that. They don't know if I'm being sarcastic or whatever. So You need one for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, we could go...
You should honk the horn or something.
Ooh, like, good idea.
Oh, yeah. Like, we go... since we're Do You Need a Ride, so should we go... We should go... D-Y-N-A-R. And then... So it's like double N.
Yeah, that's perfect. We're done.
That's
okay,
great.
So that's been D-Y-N-A-R.
All right.
We've done it.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.